Dr. Barn, what is heart failure?
Heart failure is a weakening of the heart muscle that happens due to many reasons. Most common reason is heart disease, which happens from diabetes, high blood pressure, smoking. And then there are other causes like genetic, and there's a whole list of causes that can cause your heart muscle to get weak. Once the heart muscle gets weak and you cannot pump blood to the rest of your body, that's essentially called heart failure. Then once you get to that stage, the patients will have symptoms like shortness of breath. They might have fluid overload. Their legs will swell up. And the treatment for that at that point is there's certain medications we give to make them live longer, feel better, and essentially stay out of the hospital. So that's why they usually need to see a heart specialist to get that treatment. And that's why we have decided to start this heart failure center at St. Mary's Medical Center to provide this care to the community. By doing this, we will achieve multiple goals for the patients. One is they can stay locally and get advanced care. Second is they'll be on the correct medications. This will help us reduce hospitalizations. Also, the patients can get education on diet, nutrition, exercise, and also we will identify them if they need advanced therapies or certain devices that can help them live longer. And once they keep progressing, we will have therapies ready for them that once the medication stop working, if they need further advanced therapies, they can be identified at the right time and referred to centers at the right time so they get the benefit.
Is heart failure cured or does it have to be managed?
There's certain conditions where you can have temporary heart failure, but majority of the times, once you have, especially if it's a genetic cause or if there's permanent damage to the heart muscle from a big heart attack, you can never make the heart normal, but you can certainly, with medications, prolong the patient's life for years, not just months and weeks. So if patients take their medications and live a good lifestyle, they can certainly live for years and decades.
Is there anything I can do to prevent developing this life-threatening condition?
There are risk factors that lead to heart failure, which is diabetes, high blood pressure, uncontrolled cholesterol, smoking, excessive alcohol intake, drugs abuse. So getting your diabetes treated properly, your blood pressure treated properly, avoiding all those things that I talked about, smoking, excessive drinking, avoiding, of course, drug abuse. Those are all the things that you can do to avoid being in that situation.
Let's talk about the center. Why is there a need for such a place?
Heart failure. Like most chronic disease processes are becoming multidisciplinary approach. So a typical heart failure patient, the way how complicated things are getting is they'll at some point in their life they'll need to see multiple heart doctors. So they'll see a general cardiologist, they might have to see an electrophysiologist, they might have to see if they get really bad heart failure, they might have to see advanced heart failure specialist, and they might even have to see a cath doctor, an interventional cardiologist, sometimes surgeons. So we wanted to create this center to have a comprehensive approach here. So anybody who's been diagnosed with heart failure can come to this center, they'll see a nurse practitioner, and if needed, a physician, and then they'll be channel to the appropriate doctors if needed. And also there's more than just that. There's getting them on the right medications. It can take weeks to get them on the right medications. Also education about diet and nutrition, about exercise. Patients might have personal questions. Can I go scuba diving? So all that education will happen here. And if at that time we identify the patient needs, let's say, a defibrillator or they need a heart transplant or they need something, we can then refer them to the appropriate specialist from there. So that we want to create this center to help the patients in the Bucks County community to have that accessible to them.
So this is one-stop shopping, so to speak.
So basically, bottom line is this is a comprehensive heart failure center where if you have weak heart muscle and you live in the area, you might want to consider being part of this center because you'll be essentially plugged in into a comprehensive heart failure treatment management system, which will include therapies, devices, education, and even prevention, if some family members of screening that needs to be done. So it'll be a comprehensive center, which will be led by a nurse practitioner and physician support.
And I'm guessing as the population ages, the number of people with heart failure is also on the rise.
I think the projections are that the incidence of heart failure is going to go up because patients are living longer, and also the cost to the healthcare system in the United States is going to go up. This clinic will also help reduce costs because if you're treating patients at the right time, avoiding admissions, it's a benefit, first of all, to the patient. They're spending their time at home and feeling good, and B, it's a burden on the health system that you're also avoiding. So if we had these clinics all every single hospital, yes, overall that will reduce cost as well.
Dr. Barn, thank you so much. I'd like to give out the number for the Heart Failure Center so people can get in touch if needed. The number is 215-710-2234. That number again, 215-710-2234.